Do you think your treatment decisions would differ if you had access to three-dimensional imaging for assessment of ectopic maxillary canines compared to traditional two-dimensional imaging? This is certainly an important question to ask if you're deciding whether to use 3D imaging. After all, there would be no good reason to add the cost of 3D imaging if it didn't change the treatment decisions that were made. Researchers from Denmark published a paper in the August 2011 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics that provides some data about whether decisions change with the use of 3D imaging. Their paper is called Two versus Three-Dimensional Imaging in Subjects with Unerupted Maxillary Canines, and I'd like to share a few of the highlights of this article with you. The researchers obtained a series of 27 patients with at least one unerupted maxillary canine that had both conventional 2D images consisting of a Ceph and Pan and multiple periapical views, as well as a 3D CBCT scan. Eight orthodontists or residents ranging from inexperienced to very experienced were recruited to participate in the diagnosis and treatment planning exercise. They never had access to both the 2D and 3D views at the same time, but rather made independent judgments from the individual record sets. Each judge was asked to make assessments of the unerupted canine position, its angulation, and whether there was any associated root resorption. They were then asked to indicate their treatment choice and to judge the difficulty of the case. The results showed some distinct differences between the localization and the treatment recommendations when using 3D images compared to 2D imaging. The canine was judged to be displaced more vertically and more palatally when using 2D imaging. The 3D imaging resulted in more perceived lateral incisor overlap and more associated root resorption. The judgment of case difficulty was greater when using 3D imaging, and more importantly, the 3D imaging changed the treatment recommendations in many instances. The 3D imaging resulted in fewer observational recommendations and more surgical exposure with traction and more recommendations for extraction of the permanent canine. So it's becoming clear that 3D imaging provides additional information for diagnosis of impacted canines. And now we have results to suggest that this information changes treatment recommendations as well. In the future, we'll hopefully have information about whether the treatment recommendations delivered using 3D imaging lead to better patient outcomes. You can find more information about this study that suggests 3D imaging leads to more active treatment recommendations for ectopic maxillary canines by looking in the August 2011 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics.